Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul White. Thanks for joining me for the first day of August right here on the DDP. I hope that you are having a wonderful day, and I hope you'll check out our video audio drop today. We told you about it yesterday, called Reversing Eve. It's from our Chapin, South Carolina meeting. I'll not go through the whole review again, but I want to encourage you to go check it out. About 45-minute sermon that I think will be a blessing, particularly for those of you who are DDP regulars and you've been walking through this Genesis 3 journey, and that sermon culminates, or tries to culminate, in that moment in the garden where Adam and Eve partake of the fruit. And some of the things we talked about last week are fleshed out in that sermon, so check it out. This is a big week. Today, in real time, on the 1st of August, we are at the Living Word Church in Leesburg, Missouri this morning, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, with our good friend Dan Morrison and his great congregation outside of southwest of St. Louis. My family and I made the trip. It's the probably the only or the closest thing we get to a vacation. It was really just a couple of days to try to catch our breath. And Lucas is on crutches and has been doing therapy and not truly all that mobile yet, but we wanted to squeeze something in. And then my wife and I are going to try to steal away for a day and a night this week, because this week is our 26th wedding anniversary. And then Lauren starts school this week. So things are about to shift gears again in the White House of North Georgia. She'll be a senior in high school. And then the next week, Lucas will head back to college. And we're trying to squeeze in a bunch of therapy sessions to get him ready to go to school, so that he can shift gears and get in his dorm. And so, listen, everybody's got stuff going on, right? So do we. At the end of the month, we have our meetings in Chapin and in Flowery Branch I think it's the 20th and the 22nd of August. And then on the 28th, 29th, I think that's the Saturday, Sunday at the end of the month, I will be at Pure Grace Church in Mobile, Alabama. I'll tell you more about that next weekend, but you can check out our schedule page, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule, for more information. Okay, today I want to spend just a little time introducing the seventh verse of Genesis 3. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Of course, we're talking about Adam and Eve, and this is the moment when Adam has eaten the fruit, and Eve preceded him in the eating, and then now the death begins. Remember, God told them that if they eat it, they would die, and the serpent questioned that. That was the basis of the serpent's argument, is that, hey, you're not really going to die. And we talked about what that death looks like, and I think this is, to me, this is further proof that the death was death to something they had. And what they had was a blindness to self-sufficiency. They had a blindness to consciousness, and they had an awareness to the presence of God, and no shame. They were not ashamed. The end of chapter 2, they were naked but not ashamed. Now, this is a husband and wife, and so their nakedness is something that's supposed to become common between a husband and a wife. There's to be no shame between a husband and wife in nakedness. So why does this become an issue? Well, we could be looking at our understanding that psychologically, that as we, part of the growth process is having to grow familiar with the person that we're with. And until we do, we are ashamed. But I think we're looking at something, and of course this is obvious, we're looking at something spiritual here. And the spiritual issue that we're looking at is that as long as they were not conscious, as long as they were not dependent on their own consciousness for their worth, they were unashamed, and they were blind to that consciousness. The moment they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their eyes opened to their nakedness. I believe that they were destined to discover their nakedness through relationship. They were to discover one another, but they circumvented the process of the tree of life, where we discover God's intention for us slowly and by revelation. And they circumvented it by eating from the tree and shortcutting what was supposed to come to them through spiritual revelation. And by shortcutting it, they went into the realm of self-consciousness. And that caused them to be ashamed of where they were, because that's the only end game left when we arrive at that place, is to be ashamed of where we are. And it's interesting that their eyes were opened. You would think that once they sinned, their eyes were closed, that they become blind. But the reality is, if you'll recall, when Jesus heals the man born blind, he tells him at the end of the healing that I have come to make blind people see, and to make those who can see to be made blind. And we never see Jesus actually make someone blind, but we do see Jesus, we do see him blind people to their guilt, blind people to their performance. Or in a very real sense, when Saul of Tarsus meets Jesus on the road to Damascus, we see him blinded to who he used to be, and then the scales come off of his eyes when he receives the Holy Spirit, and he sees who he could be. And so there's a little bit of that happening in the garden, where they the scales fall off of their eyes to one reality and go onto their eyes of another reality. And I think Jesus is trying to make us blind to our shame and blind to our guilt, so that our eyes can be opened on something new. Now, there's a lot that we can say, we could say, about blinding and about eyes opening. I did a pretty, I think, pretty thorough job on this in my 2018 book called Righteous Saul versus Righteous Paul. And I would encourage you, if you don't have a copy of that little book, visit our website, paulwhiteministries.com/store, and get a copy of Righteous Saul versus Righteous Paul. Very easy read, won't take you long. And it's a book where we explore Saul and his eyes open to self-righteousness, and Paul and his eyes closed to that old man but open unto a new world. And I think it, once you kind of dig into that, it might be a blessing to you. We're going to talk tomorrow about the sewing of the leaves together and making themselves coverings, because there's some great spiritual truths to bring out in that. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.